News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, a special hour-long prayer service was held yesterday in the home parish of murdered teenager Keane Mulready Woods. For more, we're joined by the priest who organised that prayer service, Dr. Phil Gaffney, parish priest for St. Mary's Parish and Holy Family in Drogheda. Father Phil, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Was there a good attendance at the prayer service yesterday?
Good morning, Shane. Yeah, there was. We were very happy with the amount of people that came to join us, and we invited them to come to spend a little time in prayer, to light a candle, as we all did. And we were also honoured to be joined by the Bishop of Meath, Tom Deanahan, who came and led the prayer service for us.
Members of Keane's family were also present. That must have been incredibly poignant.
It was incredibly poignant, and I spoke to them afterwards, and myself and Bishop Tom went down to the house, and we met them at their home for half an hour afterwards. And we were delighted that they were there, and some of their friends were there as well. And they were very appreciative of the fact that so many people came out in to support them and at this horrific time for them.
How are they? I mean, it's a trite question, because I sort of know the answer. How are they coping?
Well, in the circumstances, you know, they're doing well. I mean, they're obviously devastated, and devastated by the manner in which the young man's life was taken. I think that's the hardest part for them, is not only to lose a son and a brother, and but the manner in which the young man was murdered, it's just beyond belief. And while we are all horrified as a result of what happened, you know, it's hard to comprehend how they are feeling at this time. But they are very appreciative of the support they have got. And as I said yesterday, the amount of people that have called to their home, and I know the liaison officer, the Gardaí, has been extremely good to them.
Okay.
And the Gardaí have been with them all the time and letting them know, updating them on everything that's happening. And, you know, they are very appreciative of the support they're getting in their community.
Father Phil, to come back to the prayer service, my late mother was a great believer in the power of prayer. There will be other people listening this morning, though, that will say, you know, a prayer service, that's not going to solve the problems that are there with this with these criminal gangs. What would your response be?
Well, I mean, as a parish community, you know, we had at our masses yesterday, I asked people to come together to show our solidarity with them and to pray for peace and reconciliation in our community and in our town.
Do you think that can make a difference?
I think it will. It you know, it certainly, with the response we got yesterday, I think it shows that that hour of silence, a lot of people said to me afterwards, you know, the comfort and peace that they got and felt in a week that they had, you know, there had been so much fear and among the community. You know, that they felt that the prayers, you know, gave them some comfort and solace. And, you know, as a faith community, we believe in the power of prayer and the impact it has on people.
The fear you mentioned, Father Phil, I mean, how serious is it? I mean, are people generally genuinely afraid to go out and about and do their business? Is it that bad?
Well, I would say that, yeah, people, and that was the reason we had the prayer service in the afternoon when it was bright, because people are worried and concerned, and they just don't know from, I mean, they hear the police helicopter and the police in the area all the time and so on.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to cut across you. I'm just stunned. You felt you had to hold it in daylight hours as opposed to nighttime, because that's how much this has affected people.
Well, I absolutely. I mean, particularly elderly people that would have been there yesterday. You know, I would say that they would. We held it in the afternoon for that reason, that people would they would feel happy to come out and so on. And no, they would. I'd say they would be anxious at, you know, when it comes to dark as well. They just don't know what's going on, and And they were very, very thankful that we did that.
Okay, Father Phil, thanks so much for talking to us, and well done on organising that special hour long prayer service in Drogheda. Father Phil Gaffney, parish priest for St Mary's Parish and Holy Family in Drogheda.